Glad you asked. On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It just feels low energy.
I'm kind of like that.
It just feels low energy is all I'm saying.
I am definitely a texter that does not use a lot of punctuation.
I don't need punctuation.
Because I know if I say, how you doing, and I put a question mark, you know that I'm asking you a damn question about how you doing.
Who knows? Maybe it was an exclamation. How you doing? You might have been fired up.
You know what I'm talking about.
I don't know. I do know. I just like to capitalize names is all. I like to, if that's the only thing, is if I'm going to write a name, if it's not the first word in the sentence, mm-hmm. if it's later in there, I'm still going to capitalize it out of respect to the person.
I usually don't capitalize when I'm on at all.
You only capitalize when you are. Yeah. We were asking because with the call screener for the AMA, some of the names are capitalized completely,
yes.
and some of the names are only the first letters yes. capitalized. And I wondered, like, do you guys just like Fernando better? Because Fernando's name is completely capitalized. And turns out Abe writes in all caps, and Bo doesn't. And that tracks. That makes perfect
sense.
Hold
on, that is not the full story. Nor was that what was said.
Abe talks in all caps, as he just did right there, confirming exactly what I was talking about.
I don't talk in all caps. I talk in bigger font. There's a difference. I read years ago.
You're talking Helvetica.
You're talking.
Yeah, something. I read years ago it's easier to read letters when they're in all caps. And so,
did you read it in all caps or was it written normal?
The article I read that in was not in all caps.
Okay. What a weird hypocritical article that was.
The headline was, though.
Okay.
Here's why you should type in all caps.
This segment here is brought to you by Right From The Heart and rightfromtheheart.org. It's the AMA where you can ask us any question. And we'll start with Devin, who's in Kansas City.
Boy, listen, if there was ever a day I was going to call in, you know what I'm saying? Listen, bro, I had my jokes, but my wife, listen, I got to tell y'all what my wife said, and I got to ask y'all a question about this. She said, first off, somebody who sound like that, first off, his mouth, he got too thick of a mouth to be talking while we doing anything, bro. You know what I'm saying? Sound like a Negro spiritual making love, bro. You know bro, so my question is, are y'all talkers? What level of talking, and like, does it mess the mood up, or like, what level of talking are you, bro?
I think the
thank you, Devin. Important question.
This is a very important question. The talking is, I think, it depends on the children effect.
For sure.
The child effect,
for sure.
All right, now it don't be me. I don't give a damn. All right, yeah, it's need to be sleep. All right, okay. That's and it's all mamas. Everybody, you know, mamas, all right, shh, you lock the door. You know, just doing mama stuff. Daddies, we don't give a damn. You know,
that's a learning opportunity. Shouldn't,
you should walk in the room.
Yeah, you know exactly right.
You should walk in the damn room. You better knock.
If you do, then you see where you came from.
Yeah, I think it's more or less that, where the kids are and everything. I think that's it, the kids.
Now, that's current days because it's in the house, whatever. Yeah. But like historically, you're in your own place.
Oh,
nobody's around.
Oh, I'm talking to you because I'm letting you know.
I won't shut up.
I'm letting you know. Yeah, I'm letting you know, and I ask questions.
Sure, yeah, absolutely. Hey. It's a dialogue.
Yeah, it's all about that. Yeah, it's all about that. Yeah, I need. I mean, I don't need it, but I mean, I already know.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. But yeah, I talk to you.
Me too. One thing that's gonna not happen is nobody's gonna have a bad time.
No.
We're both gonna have a great time, and I want to make sure.
But
you make sure we're making sure.
Like I was saying earlier in the show, the people that were making fun of his noises. What the hell you be doing?
Yeah, what are you making fun of?
What are you be doing?
He's doing great. He's having fun. The thing he said at the beginning, that's fine too. And that's, you have to talk.
Hey, dog.
You have to
go
talk.
Go to the next
day. No.
We have not confirmed he said that at the beginning.
Okay, whether he did or he didn't, all I'm saying is if you want to take things to the next level
sometimes,
you got to talk. Otherwise, you're going to be stuck in neutral.
I don't think he said that unless he double jointed it. He did get some new hips.
Yeah, so. New hips, former athlete. I'm just saying, like, if you want to fulfill some ideas you might have had, you got to ask about it. What do you think about this? Yeah? All right. You finally get that yes, and it's like, oh, man, I've been waiting for this. All right, Michael is in Atlanta. Hey, Michael.
What's happening, fellas?
Hi, Michael.
So, look, my question is really about Georgia, but I got to start it off talking about Nick Saban. I mean, this dude trained so many coaches, so many people came from his organization, and when he leaves, they got to find a coach. I mean, he's a once-in-a-generational coach.
Right.
And then, of course, now I think Kirby Smart is that next level of coach. And the program in UGA, it's so spectacular with NIL now. It's going to be tough to knock Georgia off the top of that mountain. So the question is Kirby Smart going to be training his replacement? Is he going to teach and create the next level of Georgia coaches? Or are we going to get stuck having to try to find something?
Well, I think this the biggest
thing
with a coach like Kirby is that he didn't leave and take another job.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Like,
He took the only job he was going to take.
Yep. Or replace Nick at Alabama.
Right.
But that was what he was going to do. Unless, like, a Texas or something. Maybe.
Right.
And I mean,
and that would have been a totally different scenario where Mark Richt or whoever it was was there, kind of had it where he has it now, where he knows they're never going to
leave. But I mean, Kirby's got Dan Lanning. He's got Fran. He's got Coach Pittman.
Oh, yeah. And, the Kirby tree.
And I'm missing one.
Well, Mel Tucker was at Michigan State.
Mel Tucker.
Del McGee at Georgia State. And it's just going to continue.
It's going to continue.
Here's the thing.
Kirby's going to get a job.
Yeah. Kirby's so far from not being the head coach at Georgia anymore. The dude's in his mid-40s, right? Like late 40s. He's not going anywhere. So the idea of training his replacement, you can't think like that.
Right.
If you're on that staff. Now, if someone who replaces him may have formerly been on his staff, who knows, maybe it's Dan Lanning.
Maybe Dan Lanning comes
20
back.
Years from now or something like that.
Yeah.
But Kirby's not going anywhere.
Kirby's not leaving Georgia no time soon.
No time soon. I don't know what it would take for him to do that, but it's not happening anytime soon. Steve isn't coming. Hey, Steve.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I guess my question is, I listen to you guys all the time, and I've heard nobody mention – everybody mentioned Kirk and the coach. What role does the general manager and the owner play in this knowledge of Kirk's limitations or lack thereof? Do you think everybody was being in the tree was really being honest with when they signed into all this money of what his limitations really were?
Yeah, no, thank you, Steve. I would encourage you to go back 1 o'clock yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
That was kind of, me and Randy did like a whole wormhole down that, which nobody wants to actually get there, but that's a conversation. Is like, if this was something that was known beyond just what happened on Sunday, then people are going to be
people get fired.
Yeah, people are going
to
be fired.
Yeah, but the thing about it is they had to sell this to Arthur Blank. There's no way that Kirk Cousins is going to be Atlanta Falcon without Arthur Blank, because Arthur Blank has to give out that big-ass check.
Right. So, and I would imagine he said, are you sure? Because his Achilles snapped not too long ago.
No, he's going to be fine by the season.
Right.
All right? And Kirk says he's fine. Now, you're not fully back to where you are 9 months from an Achilles. Mm-hmm. You're not even at a year. But you can play with it. You can play through it. But how effective can you do? We're going to continue to see.
Yeah, but no, I would say, I thought me and Randy actually had a pretty good conversation about that yesterday.
That's why I get fired.
Yeah, it was, you know, it was, so go listen to that.
But the thing about it is, the man who hires and fires people, how can he do that if he signed off on it, knowing that this was a possibility?
That's the thing. We got to hope that that's not the case at all.
Right.
Got to hope that's not the case at all. It's not a conversation anyone really wants to be having in a month from now. All right, let's get the takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Takeaways of the day every day to wrap up the show.
Abe says he can run 15 miles an hour, and Bo loves the animals.
Loves them.
Loves the animals.
Speaking of animals, Randy said that Shannon Sharpe sounded like a mountain lion eating an animal carcass.
Yes.
Darn it. You stole that one from me.
And that cognac and them blue dots get you grunting.
Yes.
And that's why you get married, to be each other's own actors.
Yeah,
right,
man.
Right.
Congratulations to the family. They've added another little D.
That was great.
And it's never good to hear an underwhelmed wow.
No. I mean,
wow.
Yeah. Wow.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow. Wow. Wow.